Yo, what's going on, people? Shout out to all the listeners out there. Appreciate y'all very much. As you guys know, it's your boy Wale, and we are reporting live from Bed-Stuy as the voice of the Brooklyn Nets. What's up? Just wanted to make this episode. It's not going to be too long, but I just wanted to address the nonsense that happened yesterday at the Phillies game. You know, obviously Brooklyn lost, but you know, I had a real big problem with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons doing what they did. I mean, obviously we got routed. I think we got routed about, you know, over 20 points, and but we knew this was going to be a series. Brooklyn already took the first game. You know, shout outs to Caris LeVert and D'Angelo Russell carrying us. And we took home court advantage, and which we still have. We still have home court advantage. And game two, up until halftime, it was going just about the same way. We were keeping up with them. And, you know, Brooklyn is actually still shooting outstanding from three. And after the second, you know, after when the second half, you know, started, I mean, that's when we just completely got routed. Unfortunately, I don't know what Brett Brown said to those boys, but the Sixers came out and they came out swinging. But I'm making this episode honestly to address Joel Embiid with the elbow to my man Jared Allen's face slash neck. And you know, it was declared a flagrant one, but I really think it should have been a flagrant two. Flagrant twos are excessive and intentional and results to for ejection. And the way that Joel Embiid used his elbow, my man Jared Allen, I feel like it was a little bit too much. He got a flagrant one, and he was called, you know, he got a technical for it. But then after the game, after these guys, you know, won the game, you know, first of all, Ben Simmons, you know, Embiid was actually addressing it to the media, and he said he actually caught him pretty good, and he said he was sorry. But then Ben Simmons started laughing, and I'm like, bro. And then as soon as he started laughing, Joel Embiid proceeded in laughing even harder. And I'm like, yo, what's really good with y'all? Y'all think that's cool? Y'all think it's cool to elbow guys in their neck and their face, potentially, you know, could have been a real more serious injury than it actually was. We, you know, Brooklyn, you know how gritty we are, how tough we are. My man Jared Allen stood right back up after the foul was called. But what was so funny, Joel Embiid? Was it funny when, you know, your knees were buckling after, you know, with the fact that you can't potentially play over 30 minutes because of injury, man? Apparently, you know, knee soreness and your health is all, you know, all your health is always a question, you know, especially when it comes to playoff time. You know, it was pretty funny last year when you guys got knocked out by the Celtics, you know, and y'all were actually down at one point, 3-0, you know, and then you want to continue with your mind games and stuff, coming to market, you know, Marcus Morris's face talking about, yeah, you're in somebody's head. And I know you remember him putting up those big 3-0s, and eventually y'all lost the series. And don't get me wrong, Philly is extremely talented. Very talented team. You got Ben Simmons. Like I said, you got Embiid, you got Tobias Harris, Jimmy Butler. So it's expected for y'all to actually go through and go past the first round, but it seems like y'all still have trouble with Brooklyn. Now, I know we got routed, but I mean, we're going back to Brooklyn on Thursday, and you already know it's gonna be a different atmosphere. And D'Angelo Russell said it during the press conference. It's gonna be live in Brooklyn on Thursday and on Saturday. And to be real honest, I feel like we really got a shot. We got a shot on beating them both times in game three and in game four. And that's the Ben Simmons as well, too, as far as, you know, initiating the laughter after Joel Embiid was talking about the elbow. It's like, bro, you can't shoot, and you know who you're with, right? You know you're with a Kardashian. You know that Kardashian curse is real, bro. As soon as I believe Courtney was with James Harden, as soon as Courtney left James Harden, I mean, he started just completely balling out. He's the reigning MVP, and he's in the top two. I mean, he's a top MVP candidate this year too, you know. But you currently, you know, now you got a little swag, you know, You had a triple-double, had an excellent game, don't get me wrong, but it's like, bro, what was so funny, man? And that's another thing. You still can't shoot, man. Like, what's really good? It doesn't seem like you're working on your game. Up to the point where game one, your fans were booing you. They were booing you, bro. Like, they weren't booing the Nets, obviously, because they were the visiting team. Imagine if you're in Philly and you hear the chants of Brooklyn happening in your stadium. Like, that was actually pretty funny, but you ain't laugh about that, huh? But whatever. Anyway, series is tied 1-1. You guys already know we're coming back to Brooklyn for Thursday and Saturday's game. I believe that atmosphere is going to be electric. First playoff game in Brooklyn since 2015, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, I plan to be there either Thursday or Saturday. You know, I definitely will be there at one of those games. You know, rooting those Nets on as we, you know, get at Philadelphia. And also, we don't know if Joel Embiid will be healthy. You know, he is always hurt. You know, there's always something wrong with his legs, anything. It's always something with Joel Embiid. You know what I'm saying? He can't stay on the court for extended periods of time. But nevertheless, definitely looking forward to seeing how this series unfolds. And to be honest, like it or not, I see Brooklyn going back to Philly with a 3-1 lead. Everybody's still counting them out, unfortunately. You know, all these analysts, I've watched the jump, pardon the interruption, around the horn. You know, the way that the Nets got routed, you know, I can understand why people have restored a bit of confidence in the Sixers. But, you know, they haven't won anything yet. If you guys saw the game yesterday, actually, between the Golden State Warriors and the Clippers, I don't know if you, the reigning champions, arguably one of the best teams that have ever played in this game, they had a 31-point lead in the fourth quarter against the Clippers, the eighth seed in the Western Conference, and they still lost that game. You got guys like Patrick Beverley, who is an excellent defender, though, but who is like 9 inches shorter, at least 9 inches shorter than Kevin Durant, being able to take KD out of his game. Kevin Durant, who is arguably one of the greatest players in the game today. Not arguably one of the greatest. He's arguably the greatest player in the game today. One of the most unguardable players of all time. He was locked down by Patrick Beverley. And he was fouled out of the game in game two. And I believe he was ejected from game one. And all that, I'm saying all that is point being that anything can happen in the playoffs, man. I'm sure everybody thought the Warriors were going to just completely sweep the Clippers off the map, including myself. I was actually watching the game last night up to the third quarter, and I, you know, turned it off because I'm like, this game is over. I woke up this morning, and they said that the Clippers actually won a game in the biggest comeback in playoff history. And that is against the Golden State Warriors, which includes, like I said, KD, arguably the best player in the game today. Steph Curry, who is universally renowned as the best shooter of all time. Klay Thompson, who is the definition of a 3-and-D guy. And Draymond Green, who is like the Swiss Army knife, you know, can defend all five positions. By the way, shout out to DeMarcus Cousins. We've seen what happened as far as with his injury. We hope that he recovers, has a speedily recovery. Unfortunate for him, you know, he could be potentially losing millions of dollars with that torn quad injury. I believe it was announced that he'll be out indefinitely and he's starting rehab immediately. He's most likely missing most of the playoffs, but shout out to him. We know how hard he had to come back from that Achilles injury, and you know, we hope again, once again, he has a speedy recovery. But I say all that to say is that anything can happen in the playoffs. Golden State Warriors being up 31, heavily favored to win the title. They lost at their place at home. So I definitely know that the Nets can beat the Sixers two times at our place. The Sixers, as much talent as they have, they've won absolutely nothing. It seems like the stars of those teams are, you know, very immature, considering laughing at something in which, like, they should have no business laughing at. It's like, what's so funny? Your jump shot, Ben Simmons? What's so funny? Joel, your knees? Like, the fact that you can't stay healthy? I don't get it, but We will see on Thursday in Brooklyn. And shout out to Jared Allen, man. He played tough. Also taking that shot from that was a tough, if you guys see the replay on TV, that was a tough shot, man. He took a straight elbow right to his neck and his face region and just got right back up, because you know that's what we do, Brooklyn, we go hard, you know. So I expect us to go hard on Thursday and on Saturday at our home spot. Let's take this 3-1 lead and let's get these guys out of here, all right? And next episode I will be speaking on how we have a 3-1 lead on the 76ers, and you know, hopefully we can get to the second round to face whoever, you know what I'm saying. Brooklyn showed me a lot in game one, you know, knowing that we have that much grit. We have our own all-star in D'Angelo Russell. Again, shout out to D'Angelo Russell doing his thing. And can't wait till Thursday, man. Should be a very interesting game, which should end up in a win. But until that next episode, thank you guys for listening once again. It's your boy Wale, and I'm reporting live from Bed-Stuy, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets. Peace.